Good morning, Patriots. First up is our public service announcements. And on the top, Bard's Fest. Bard's Fest, 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri. You need to get your tickets. It's going to be what we pray to be the greatest revival in human history. You need to be there. This is going to be the greatest assembly of patriots in the name of God we have ever seen. So spread the word. Make sure you're getting your tickets today. And we need to get as many patriots there as possible. We're hoping to see 15 to 20,000 patriots there every single day at least. Plus, how many millions will tune in online? We have to press the word. We need this. This is God's event. And we need patriots there. We have two venues, one indoor, one outdoor. The outdoor, which also has indoor facilities, is really built towards families and being together and celebrating with festival type events. The indoor is just, it's just an amazing indoor facility. Both places, great speakers, great events, great bands. It's just going to be, it's going to rock your mind. So let's get on over there to your ticket sales. And where do you find those? Bardsfest.com. Bardsfest.com, or go to bardsfm.com and click on the Bard's Fest page and get your tickets today. Public service announcement number two is for our favorite company. It is MyPillow, and MyPillow right now is running an amazing special on towels. You can click, scroll down the page, find radio listeners, and it's only for radio listeners and podcast listeners. Go down there and get a stack of My Pillows for an amazingly low price. It's just on sale for this short time until the end of the month. This was a sale that Mike Lindell just did for podcast listeners and radio listeners. It's amazing. And he's an amazing CEO. We want to support these CEOs that truly put God and country first. And Mike does that. He builds a country, a company based on those principles. And literally is helping America in so many ways. Fighting for the election integrity, fighting for the truth, and fighting for the preservation of liberty in this nation, all in the name of God and Jesus Christ. So we want to help him and support his company as much as possible. Plus, on the 27th of August, Mike Lindell is speaking at Bard's Fest, and we want to have him there. We want to be everyone there in My Slippers for the Slipper Day Revolution celebration. So get your My Slippers as well. Use the Bard's code, Bard's promo code, B-A-R-D-S. B-A-R-D-S, and away we go. And that's at mypillow.com. So, Patriots, a couple things. Just I'm noticing as I was editing a little bit earlier before the show that this mic is popping a lot. You're hearing a lot of p-p-p. I don't have a pop shield on this, so this will all kind of settle down when I am finally back home. I'm right now staying with the Kahanics, Brian and Jill. We're having a visit and getting ready for Bard's Fest. It's really, really amazing. And Brian's getting his new album ready, his new song, which will be dedicated to Bard's Fest, getting ready for release. That should be out here shortly. We're hoping to, he's hoping to have that out in about 2 weeks. So that'll be debuted on our channel, and it'll be debuted and available on our site. So you're going to love it. It's his first album. I think he's done it over, because it's not just a song. He has one song, and then he's also has an album, a short album, an EP that will be ready for release as well by the end of, shortly into August. I don't know if it's all going to be ready to release at the same time, but I know the song will be ready in about 2 weeks. So it's really amazing, and it's all going to be released through Bard's FM. So you really want to dig into his music. Get over and buy his current albums. They're awesome. He's an amazing artist, an amazing audio engineer. He's very, very talented. So the last few days have seen an increasing level of insanity across our nation as we see the nation continue to spiral into the pits and the abyss of hell. We literally are seeing things that we never thought we'd see. The headline this morning on Gateway Pundit, literally, Vice President Kamala Harris. When I say that, I say Vice President, I put Kamala Harris in one sentence, I literally throw up in my mouth. This he, she, that it is, says that we need to get vaxxed because the Bible says so. This is right out of the playbook, if you've noticed, the same playbook that Franklin Graham was using to try to convince people to get the shot because supposedly Christ would get the shot, that it was biblical, scriptural. It's a complete lie. All of these people are now agents of this dark cabal. It's interesting to note, for example, that Franklin Graham's ministries receive money from USAID in the hundreds of millions of dollars and from State Department, all of which means that they're getting money from the CIA. That's how the CIA works in our government. They use the State Department and USAID as legitimate covers. And of course, as they're saying things like this, they are continuing to press the threats against America for defying their righteous declaration of power in this country under the name of tyranny and Lucifer himself. In other headlines this morning, this is Gateway Pundit. I love Jim Hoff. The Biden-Obama administration threatened boaters participating in flotilla to Cuba this weekend to support the Cuban people. We have an administration at this moment in time that is hell-bent on destroying this nation. And one of the next big pushes is to try to destroy our military. And they're doing so very effectively. From critical race theory to the mandate of the injections, it's coming. Our military has been deeply corrupted and infected with leadership that has no backbone and is only compliant to the few elites that puppeteer the leadership in our nation. It's military to comply and to force them to bow down to this globalist cabal. If you're in the military and you're listening, you're going to have to make some very difficult decisions. Whatever you've done in service, you now have to place your loyalty with the Constitution and the people or choose to side with the cabal if you're taking this injection. And I know that many of your commanders think it's a right thing to do. In fact, I've had friends in the military, even in the Marine Corps, that have literally argued that this was the right thing to do, to take one for the team. If you're in the military or know somebody in the military, you need to start paying attention to the things that are being shared by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, by Dr. Carrie Midday, by Dr. Lee Merritt, by Dr. Larry Pilevsky, and many others. This is not a joke. This is an absolute disaster to humanity. It's designed to destroy the human body. It is a bioweapon. And the biggest thing that it is being done right now is they've used the fear of a fake pandemic, of a flu, basically, with an elevated spike protein to span the flames of fear to force people into compliance with the actual weapon, which is the injection. Our military is sold out, lock, stock, and barrel in its leadership. And so this is coming down to American citizens, as we were in the beginning, as patriots and colonists, to reestablish this nation under the name of God and in the name of our Constitution. For those of you that watched my presentation over the weekend at the Clay Clark event in Anaheim, I made a reference to the fact that it's important to get a grip of where we are, and I'm going to kind of hit on some of that this morning. Where we are right now is that our nation is gone. And I think this is a hard red pill for everyone to swallow, but it's an important one to understand, that if we don't get to the place of understanding what we've lost, there's no way that we can begin to rebuild as we move forward. We are literally back in those days of pre-1776. We're approaching very quickly the days of the British invasion of Boston following around 1775, when they put in nearly 2,000 soldiers on the ground in Boston, which was at that time literally one soldier for every 8 people, a phenomenal number of soldiers. The population in Boston at the time was 16,000 with 2,000 British troops. That time, as it is now, was a time when all of the supply chains were controlled and owned by the UK. It was forbidden for colonists to make things locally and to sell them. Not all things, but the majority of major goods had to be created, shipped back to England, then re-taxed by the crown, and then re-imported by the colonists to buy their own products back under the British license. This is a time when the Hudson Bay Company owned an enormous amount of supply and resources. So as was then, it is now, only in a much larger scale. China is celebrating the freedom of the injection while the United States is trying to mandate the injection. You can see where this is going. And most of this is being engineered out of the CCP's operation. And the only thing that's going to stop this is us. You're not going to get any aid from your school boards. You're not going to get any aid from your federal employees or your elected officials. And you're not going to get any aid from any of the resources that come from corporate. We have been made dependent upon a corporatocracy, which is, in other simple terms, a fascist tyranny that's trying to destroy our Constitution through the mandate of its own rules on its own private property. And the only way to avoid that is to no longer engage with them. This is something that we have to come to grips with, because as a nation, our Constitution died on October 21st, 2001. On that date, with the passing of the Patriot Act, there was no more Constitution, only a Constitution by name and by the Kabuki theater that was being put on by DC, but they had totally circumvented all the powers in the Constitution. As we moved into January of 2020, and with the arrival of the fake pandemic and the media fear porn that went with it, Americans bowed down to the threat of this fake pandemic and the wearing of masks. And even though we had seemingly passed that concern by the end of February, the media's fanning of the flames began again, and Americans complied in mass, and we gave up our rights once again to the mask mandate, and in so doing gave away what was left of our freedoms, allowing local tyrants to take control of our lives through advisories and illegal laws, willfully locking ourselves in our home, willfully not participating in business, willfully shutting down our local businesses, and not standing up for one another. Our communities became fractured. And here we are now, in what was supposed to be 10 days to flatten the curve. We are literally well over a year into this. And mask mandates are being reestablished in LA County, in Nevada, and they're being threatened across the country again for what they're calling the new Delta variant, which is an absolute manufactured lie. There is no Delta variant. There is no Delta Epsilon variant. There is no Delta Epsilon Lambda variant. They've created all this as just, again, to add more fear and anxiety to people to try to break their will. And it's a classic play of how to do so. You push people down to where they feel they can't take it anymore, then you give them hope and optimism as they comply with the injection, and then as they start to feel like they have freedoms again, you take them away to try to break their will. This is how slave masters comply. This is how MKUltra training works. It's constantly breaking the subject down until the subject has no will of their own and they will comply to whatever rules are put before them. It is going to take those with the strength and conviction in them, which comes truly from the power in our relationship with Jesus Christ and God, to stand up to this and not comply, to not bow, and to absolutely defy. And we have to do it together. They are going to work very, very, very hard at dividing and conquering, at disparaging, at trying to break people down in ways that they start to lose faith in those that are even leading this movement. They're starting a smear campaign on Dr. Sherry Tenpenny as NSA collects data and shares that data, most notably with our mainstream media affiliates. So it's important to understand that we have a government that has turned completely against the people with the tools of surveillance and influence to literally destroy people's lives and businesses. And that's exactly what they intend to do. They will pull up anything from the past. They will make up things. They will put things on people's computers. They will do whatever is necessary to try to destroy people and their reputations so that they cannot speak. They're not credible in the eyes of the many. and that ultimately their goal is to be able to seize control, silence the voices for once and for all, and to then force the injection on all, which will be the end of humanity as we know it. We are literally the last stand, patriots. There is no other. There is no other place in the world where people can look to have hope if our candle of light and our light goes out. We have to stand strong. And if we do not, and we don't stand boldly against this evil, we will see not only our freedoms go away, but the world will fall into a state of darkness unlike anything we've ever witnessed. This cabal is ruthless. And as the awakening continues to grow, as the opportunities for people to realize what is actually happening continues to spread, the cabal is in sheer panic and will do anything to preserve itself. They have no concern for the sanctity of life. In fact, they live off of the death of others. They feed off of the destruction of children. This is a nation where we as a nation have willfully allowed, by our lack of intersection into this problem, 75 million abortions. That's the death of God's unborn children. This is a nation that has waged war upon war and killed countless young men and women in the name of protecting democracy and spreading democracy around the world. All of these wars, all of this time of things that have been literally destroyed, literally done to destroy a culture and a people, because we have always been a threat to the world. Never forget that the Declaration of Independence was considered an illegal document worthy of treason and potential death if found upon a person in another colony that the British controlled. It was that concerning to them that the Declaration of Independence was out and in the public eye. The Declaration of Independence states very clearly that we not only have the right and responsibility, but we have the duty to throw off such governments as this. Governments that have turned against the people, governments that have willfully turned their back on the people, governments that have lost their way in terms of being ruled by and for the people. And that's literally where we are right now. Our founding fathers warned us of this. They spoke about it within the Federalist Papers, the concern of the rise of tyranny. Our founding fathers were understanding that tyranny was a very real threat, especially from foreign powers. And that's what we were witnessing now. This is a war that's been waged against the United States by multiple allies, what we thought were allies, and some which we knew were foes. That includes China as the number one principal agent in all of this, who has funded the many influence programs that have literally destroyed a nation. And sadly, the only way forward here is for us to hold the line and ensure that an increasing number of people avoid the injection. Those that are being pressured need the strength of the many that we are, the remnant, to stand against this and to give them encouragement to continue to hold strong. I don't wish death and destruction on anybody in the United States. Sadly, however, when we look at the numbers, we see where some of this power of destruction has been placed. And when we look at those numbers, 95% of the Democrat Party has taken both injections. This is a choice of free will. And in my opinion, it's probably one of the issues that has the cabal the most concerned, because the Democrat Party is already a hand puppet of the cabal. Whether they realize what they're following or not, they've become willful drones in a war against humanity. And they've been willful voices in the destruction of all things that God gave us, unalienable rights. So this is a dark time, and the cabal knows that its own ranks, 95% of its own ranks, have taken the bioweapon, and yet less than 50% of the Republican ranks have done the same. And that doesn't count for the hundreds of millions of independents that are out here. By estimates, there's about 100 million people that have taken the injection in the United States. 100 million people. That's an unbelievable amount of people. And it's an unbelievable amount of pain and suffering that is to come. And there's no avoiding what's coming. They've taken it. It's in their body. The signs are already showing up. We're seeing the increase in heart problems. We're seeing the increase in clotting. We're seeing the increase in memory loss and early set on of Alzheimer's. We're seeing countless number of physical issues where people are, they're overall physical performance is being degraded and they can't continue to work and do things the same way. And now the big push will be to do the same to our military, to gut it from within, willfully, as each soldier takes the injection, to make them incapable of defending against any sort of foreign attack. But this ultimately, patriots, is where we are, in a place, in a line where we have a nation that was blessed by God, a nation that is constructed around the framework of moral law, where we all know that we are accountable to a higher being. We were given, within those unalienable rights, the First Amendment, which guaranteed us the right of free speech, the right of assembly, the right of worship. We were also given the right of Second Amendment, which was the ultimate seminal line to know that when all things failed, we, the citizens of the United States, would have a right to defend our land, the land given to us by God. I have never and never will advocate violence on this channel, and you know that. But I also will never give away our nation to such tyranny that we are seeing right now. This is an important time for all of us to take very good reflection and heed within our relationship to God, to know that in biblical scripture it shows us over and over that there comes a time that we must have a sword. And even though it is often misquoted by saying to sell your cloak and to buy a sword, which is true, remember what Christ also told us. We only need two. Two to be able to, enough to be able to stand and hold that line. We are in a time right now that is demanding on us all. Then we must take these difficult decisions to make sure that our homes are strong, that we are well equipped for what is to come, whether it be shortages of food, whether it be the sustainment and protection of our domiciles. But this is a must. This tyranny is out of control, and sadly, there are many, many people that work in the system that have given their oath and their loyalty to a constitution in their mind, but don't do so in action. They've defied the constitution, or they don't care about the constitution, or worse yet, they're more concerned about their retirement plans, their pensions, and their obedience to corporate states and corporate city-states than they are to the actual constitution in which they're supposed to be defending. Those people include teachers, they include government officials, and they include police officers. This is a sort of tyranny we now face, an insurgency that has infiltrated every level of corruption within our, every level of rank and file within our system, with a corruption we can't possibly even imagine. And we must defy it. We must defeat it, and we must do so through the strength of the people, we the people coming together and not allowing any of this to stand. The one thing to keep in mind is we have not even yet maximized the power of the First Amendment. We haven't done enough public assemblies. We haven't done enough work at our community levels. We haven't done enough engagement, and we have to. Whatever your position is right now, whatever your concerns are, if it's the concerns of your job, because you work for a corporate master, or if it's concerns for your children going to school because you don't have time to homeschool, or whether it's the concerns of your church and having to break away from a church that has a community you're accustomed to but is preaching, not preaching the gospel, but encouraging the participation with government programs such as the injection or turning the church into a vaccination site. These are times that difficult decisions have to be made in terms of preserving the republic and preserving God's desire and blessing of this nation. That means we have to get back to the principles of building our communities locally. We need to strengthen our homes through home churches and worship, through getting children out of public schools. It's one of the greatest acts of freedom that we could possibly do right now, is to ensure that our children will not be subjected to this indoctrination camps of the communist regimes throughout this nation. We need to get children out of public school and into homeschooling, and communities need to start supporting each other. We need to get back into growing food in our homes, and it's never too late to start, but it's never time to waste on this. Every person can grow something in their home, whether it's sprouts that you grow on the counter, or whether it's container gardens on your patio, or whether it's a full-fledged backyard garden. Every person needs to be participant in growing food. And that also means to being participant in stocking up on basic supplies. You should have 30 to 60 days of basic supplies in your home. That's just a standard practice, and we should have had that. Everybody should have that right now. And it doesn't have to be an expensive assembly. Every single person can afford a few bags of rice and beans. And those bags will make a difference in difficult times. And yes, you can survive on rice and beans very well if you need to. And that's the point of having basics in your control and not being dependent on the corporate system in case things get really bad. Our colonists that founded this country understood that. And they were prepared, and they did understand that sacrifice was necessary to achieve liberty. They did without. They stopped buying at British stores. They stopped buying British products. And they started pressuring their communities to be part of those boycotts. They supported the local businesses that defied tyranny, and they defied or boycotted the businesses that complied with tyranny. The same holds true now, patriots. And even though you may feel that you're outnumbered in your community of the number of people that have taken the injection, the interesting thing I've observed is people are afraid to speak up that they haven't participated in the injection, but there are less of the injected than we think. Case in point, I was at a restaurant when I was in Anaheim. I was with Dr. Tenpenny, and I was listening to a conversation of a waiter that was there talking to a couple that had just been at the rally, the Clay Clark rally. And in the conversation, this couple was sharing with the waiter their knowledge that they had learned of the vax and the danger of the vax. What was amazing was that the waiter did a wink in his eye, and he said, well, they asked if he had taken the vax, and he said, oh yes, I have. And he winked his eye, and he said, at least they think so. This was a very interesting insight, because we ran into this a number of times where people literally have not taken the injection but have said they have for protection of their job. It's an encouraging insight. How many have done this? There's no way of knowing, but the statistics that were being given about this injection have been distorted and are far less than they're actually letting on. This is our window of opportunity to press forward on this and let people know that it's safe to speak out against the injection, and we can do so with the strength of God within us. We absolutely cannot let this tyranny take control under any circumstances. And so this comes down to the basic principle of how our nation is constructed. As we know, the Constitution was destroyed on October 21st, 2020. I'm sorry, 2001, with the passage of the Patriot Act. And in my opinion, it was the recognition of the loss of the Republic was made with President Donald J. Trump's signature on the Proclamation of Law Day that happened on April 29th, 2020, a document you must read and get to know. But even that, it was important in that document on April 29th, 2020, where it stated that the defense of the Constitution rests with us. And so that takes us back to how we were founded and what our rights are. We have been given the right and the duty to throw off such government as we face now. That does not mean that that act is easy or an easy decision to make, because we become accustomed to the tyrannies, and it's easier to live with the tyrannies than to shed off the tyrannies that are crushing our lives. But this isn't an option now. What we face ahead of us is total destruction of humanity, and we have to fight for everything we have, because we truly are facing a time that we are the only hope for humanity. If we fall, the whole world falls, and that means we have to stand. So, patriots, it's important to realize that our government has been lost, and it's time to separate ourselves in the expectation that our government's going to save us. We, the people, are the plan. We, the people, are God's children, are the plan. And this remnant that stands boldly now is the remnant that will lead the future. With our strength in our faith and our courage and our unwillingness to bow to evil, we will be the ones that lead the many. It's easy to be a patriot after everything is over, but we know better. We know that in order to be a patriot in this time, we must blaze trails. So let us blaze trails together. Let us stand boldly and know that there are many with us. We just have to show the way for the few, for the many that are still silent. We have to be strong and stand in this light and give people courage to stand with us. We need to lead them. And even if you've never wanted to be a leader, sometimes there's many things that God calls us to do that we don't feel that we're capable of. But you are if you're here in this time. God has entrusted us with the protection of this nation and given us the choice, whether we want this nation or whether we want to give it away to the cabal. I will never give away my rights to this cabal, ever. and we must never do that as well. So it is time for us to make this hard decisions to realize that our government is against us and not for us, to start taking hold of our local counties, to start taking hold of our local city councils, and to influence them first and foremost with the knowledge that we are many, we are not going to stand for their tyranny, and this tyranny will not continue. That means we need to make it clear to all of those on school boards that are trying to push forward with this critical racist theory, or cities that are trying to mandate masks, that there is no way we will comply. We will take our children out of schools. We will support the businesses that defy them, and we will stand boldly with them. And we will build a new economy separate from theirs. We will destroy their economy and refuse to be part of it. And in the end, we will hold each and every one of them accountable to treason to the United States and this republic. That's the end game for us. And there's no coming, no wavering from that. There's no changing of that. Every one of them will be held towards treason. Whether it's a doctor that pushed the injection, whether it's a nurse that did the dancing during COVID to try to encourage people to stay home, or whether it's a city council member that has been playing games with the corporate tyranny and supporting the mask mandates, or whether it's a school board member that's trying to force critical racist theory upon our kids. These people are treasonous, and in the end, they must pay a price for that treason. That means accountability to a republic that's run by the people and for the people, and accountable to God in all things. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we come together to reflect very deeply upon the world and the station which we stand in this time and place. Guide us and protect us in the days ahead. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Give us the strength to stand boldly in the face of this tyranny. And above all, let us never bow to this evil. Lord, we ask for all that we need put before us, that we may stand together, pray together, and to get the resources needed to defeat this evil empire, to stand together as patriots and the lovers of Christ, to never bow and to never waver, and to lead this nation from darkness into light, and to truly restore the foundation of this nation on the words, "In God we trust." So patriots, keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent, always press into the fight. This fight begins every day with a recommitment to Christ and through our prayers, the strength in God and the armor that God can protect us with. God is with us. He never will forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. So I'll see you this evening. We have a great interview this evening with Jeff Weitzman. Until then, or until the next time, God bless and out for now.